So are we fishing yet, then?
Well, I am, but you're not. You've got to get a line in the water to be fishing. Listen, and against my better judgment, you kept on asking me why I do a lot of fishing. And I brought you along this one time just to show you what I do and why I love it.
Well, it is nice out here, but it's quite boring, isn't it?
Boring? Take a look at that scenery. All you can hear is nature. So peaceful.
Yeah, but there's nothing going on, is there?
There's loads of things going on. If you see a fish jump, it's probably trying to get away from a predator. Or catching a bug on the water.
Or trying to get away from your hook.
You have to take your time and sort of observe and just take it all in.
You see that cabin way over? See that extension it's got on the back? Can we have that on our house?
No, and don't think about that. We come here to fish.
Okay, so tell me how to do this then.
Well, you got your rod there and you got your bait there and you put your bait on your hook and then you cast it out over there away from me and start fishing.
Are those slugs in that bait jar?
Yeah.
Were they alive?
Yeah, most of them.
Oh, I can't put one of those live things on my hook. They're all slimy and horrible.
Oh, all right, I'll do your bait for you. There. Now cast it over the other side of the boat there. Over there looks like a good spot.
Look out, fish. Here I come. Oops.
Well, you won't catch anything in the boat, I can tell you. Here, give it to me. I'll cast it for you. There. Hang on to the rod.
Nothing's happening.
Well, that's the thing about fishing. You need patience. You've just put it in the water. The fish don't even know it's there yet. When you see your bobber start bouncing, you're getting a bite. You might want to yank it and see if you could hook the fish.
Oh, it gets quite exciting then.
Well, not really. If it's a sunfish, it isn't.
Is that slug drowning?
No. No, slugs love the water.
Nah, I'm not really getting a bite there. I'm going to try somewhere else. Huh, I think over there looks good. Oh dear.
Oh. What? Oh, God. Well, there's a rod and reel goes deep 6-9.
It just slipped out of my hands.
Well, I haven't got another rod and reel.
Okay, I'll just sit here and watch you fish.
Stop staring at me. Look somewhere else.
Oh, I think there may be a problem.
What now?
I need to pee.
Well, go over the side of the boat.
What? I can't do that. I haven't got equipment like you got. You could just dangle it over the edge.
This is a boat on the lake. It doesn't have an ensuite bathroom.
That's all right. I can hold it. How long are we going to be out here fishing?
About 5 to 6 hours.
What? I can't hold it that long.
Duh. I knew this would be a bad idea. And that's why I got you to bring your own car. I'll drop you back on shore. And as you haven't got a fishing rod, you can't really fish, you may as well go home.
Nah. This fishing thing isn't all cracked up like it's supposed to be, is it?
No. Not when you bring the thing with you that you're trying to get away from.
What?
Never mind.
So after I've gone for a pee, you want to do me on the back seat of the car like we used to?
No. I'm fishing.
You're getting an old man.
And you're getting a pain in the ass.
Well, anyway, I'm going to phone my friend and tell her I went fishing. Hey, can't find my phone.
I took it out your bag and put it in the car. No phones in the boat.
Ugh, this fishing lark is doubly boring.
So, you going to come fishing with me again?
No way. I've got more important things to do, like watch paint dry.
My mission has been accomplished.